With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky announces that he will not seek re-election when his current term expires next year. Bob Agnew reports.
In his farewell address, McConnell stressed the respect he's developed for Senate rules and procedures during his seven terms in the upper chamber.
It's written rules. It's collegial norms. It's pace of play.
Fitting, then, that even for colleagues to honor the 83-year-old McConnell, it took an act of Congress.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that the members be allowed to applaud for a period not to exceed 30 seconds.
Is there objection?
Bob Hagen report.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says he had a productive meeting with President Trump's envoy to Ukraine and Russia. In a post on X, Zelensky said, "I'm grateful to the United States for all the assistance and bipartisan support for Ukraine and the Ukrainian people." The comment's a huge change from earlier comments by Zelensky. Earlier this week, U.S. officials met with Russia to discuss the end of its war with Ukraine. Zelensky complained to the media that he was not included, and he said he would not accept any agreement. Also at SRNnews.com, Vice President J.D. Vance was the first speaker at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference gathering just outside the nation's capital. He made a special pitch to younger voters saying, "We need you and we're fighting for you every day." Vance said American culture is sending a message that diminishes masculinity.
"I think that it wants to turn everybody, into, whether male or female, into androgynous idiots who think the same, talk the same, and act the same. We actually think God made male and female for a purpose, and we want you guys to thrive as young men and as young women, and we're going to help with our public policy to make it possible to do that."
This is SRN News. The Army is out of the transgender business.
In a post on its official X account, the oldest branch of the U.S. military says this, quote, "The Army will no longer allow transgender individuals to join and will stop performing or facilitating procedures associated with gender transition for service members." This follows an order to that effect from new Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on the orders of President Trump, who promised during his campaign to get the U.S. government and thereby the taxpayer out of the transgender business. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas becomes the latest state to ban sex change operations on kids. The Republican-led legislature voted to override Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's veto. The action makes Kansas the 27th state to restrict such procedures. It comes less than a month after President Trump issued an order barring federal support for sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs on anyone under the age of 19. This is SRN News. President Trump says he likes the idea of giving some of the savings from the Department of Government Efficiency back to U.S. citizens as a kind of dividend.
Speaking at an investment conference in Miami, the president praised the work of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency.
There's even under consideration a new concept where we give 20% of the DOGE savings to American citizens and 20% goes to paying down debt, because the numbers are incredible, Elon.
DOGE has already led to thousands of federal government employees being fired or laid off. On Air Force One, the president was asked about a DOGE dividend.
I love it.
He says this could lead to even more saving. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A federal judge says President Trump's mass firings of government employees can continue. Multiple labor unions recently filed a lawsuit trying to block the layoffs of thousands of probationary employees. The judge denied it, saying the federal court was not the appropriate avenue. More details at SRNnews.com.